Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 days ago, the Knicks were playing Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Today, they're looking for a brand new head coach. If you're just tuning in, the New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his coaching duties, and they will begin a search to find a replacement. Let's hear from the Knicks fans. We talked about this to open the show. I have a lot of issues with Tom Thibodeau, but ultimately, I would have brought him back. And ultimately, I was going to bring him back because Jalen Brunson wanted him back. At least that's the impression I had based on his post-game press conference, plus the uncertainty of where you go next. The New York Knicks disagreed. 888-808-1019. Let's get the opinion of JR in Somerville. JR, the floor is yours.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
Yeah, I'm a little shocked. You know, I'm a Tibbs defender, but the writing's on the wall. The Knicks are making this decision based on one statement I've heard over and over the last couple of weeks. You cannot have your two best players not be able to defend. So, Thibodeau does is he's a very he builds his teams around defense, offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding, and not running. This is a move I think that they are making because they need to play a five out style. I mean, listen, Cat's virtually untradeable. That's the other thing about this.
Correct.
So, you got to build around Cat. You got to play a five-out style. I think that the player that Sham Sharania is talking about is Jaren Jackson Jr. We can get into that in a later date.
Yep.
But they need to do a five-out offense here and space the floor. Now, the problem I have is that players get better under Tibbs. It's got to be Johnny Bryant because he actually checks the boxes as far as I'm concerned. You know, Tibbs had D-Rose, MVP, Joakim Noah got first team. Butler got most improved, and he turned into what a Randall, you know, the story.
Yeah.
So you got to – I want to stick with a guy like Bryant. You got to look at a guy like Dice Hashimoto on the bench there who, I mean, he could be considered for this. But they got to kind of keep the same DNA and go forward. I'm shocked, but at the same time, this may be what we need with this roster going forward.
You nailed something. After this season ended, there was this consensus from a lot of Knicks fans of either change the coach or you got to change the core of the roster. Changing the core of the roster is just not realistic.
Doesn't make sense because, as JR said, he's right because of the contract. There's no way that you're moving Cat. And why would you get rid of Jalen Brunson?
Well, you're not. No,
exactly.
To your point, it was never going to, like, happen. So the easiest thing you could always do is change the head coach.
Yes.
And I agree. I said this before we went to break. I'll say it again. Johnny Bryant, who was the associate head coach last year and then went to Cleveland and now has been interviewing for head coaching jobs, makes the most sense. So that's my prediction right now on where they go. By the way, the Knicks have released a statement. So we have official word from the New York Knicks. This is a statement just released by the Knicks, like we joked, but it's sort of true. They're not going to have a press conference, but they'll release a statement. The New York Knicks announced today that the team has relieved head coach Tom Thibodeau of his duties. Our organization is singularly focused on winning a championship for our fans. This pursuit led us to the difficult decision to inform Tom Thibodeau that we've decided to move in another direction, said Knicks president Leon Rose. We can't thank Tom enough for pouring his heart and soul to each and every day of being the New York Knicks head coach. He led us not only with his class and professionalism for the past five seasons, but also to tremendous success on the court with four playoff berths and four playoff series victories. Ultimately, we made the decision we feel is best for our organization moving forward. Tom will always be a part of our Knicks family, and we truly wish him nothing but the best in the future. That is the statement from Leon Rose announcing moving on from Tom Thibodeau. And that's the last we're going to hear from Leon, to be honest with you. And I know that some Knicks fans don't care about this, that Leon doesn't do media, whether it's interviews or press conferences. And most of the time I agree with Knicks fans and say, who cares?
Right.
Like, as long as you're winning, it doesn't matter. But I think in such a decision like this and what you're looking for moving forward, it would be kind of cool to hear from him.
Yeah, but I don't think you are. I mean, maybe we'll hear from Tom at some point, independent of the Knicks, but... I mean, I would honestly doubt that, too. Like, what's he going to say? He's 67 years old. He's 68. Like, what's he going to say?
I'll ask you this question. Does Tom Thibodeau ever head coach in the NBA ever again?
No.
You're going no?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah. And that's unbelievable. No, I say, well, you think I'm crazy, Sean?
I think he's coaching again. He's not going to want to go out like this, and there will be another franchise
But what do you mean go out? So he went out getting his team as far as he could to the Eastern Conference Finals, making every great, good player better that he ever coached? Like, what are you talking about? He's had a good career.
He has had a good career. He just got fired after going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, it doesn't mean that a team near a championship is going to hire him, but you're telling me a team that might feel like they're light years away look at this and go, man, this is the perfect guy to build this up?
Look at your team. Who'd your team hire as head coach?
Jordy Fernandez.
Exactly. And why did they? Because they're light years away.
He's right.
And so they hired a young coach who is potentially a future great coach.
You're right.
And that's what's going to happen.
The 100%.
Retreads aren't as trendy as they used to be.
You're right.
And I hate to say it like that because I respect the hell out of some of these older coaches, but Jordy was the perfect example.
Nah, Tiki, you nailed it. And we're not saying this with joy.
No.
Like, Tom Thibodeau, and one thing about Leon's statement that is so true, more than maybe anyone else, he pours everything into coaching. Guy's a bachelor. The guy lives and breathes basketball. Like, you talk about a guy that gives it his all, coaching and working his tuchus off, it's Tom Thibodeau. So I don't even say this with any kind of smile because I got nothing but respect for this guy as a basketball lifer. But you ask me right now, at his age and his unfortunate reputation, which it's good and bad all at the same time,
yeah,
no team's going to hire him. And that sucks, man.
I just look at this situation. In the moment we're living in right now, we have all these calls lined up. There is stunness that Tom Thibodeau was fired. That stunness doesn't add up to a team in the NBA over the next 10 years is not going to hire him the head coach again.
Do me a favor. I want you to write down a little chart. 3:06 p.m., June 3rd, 2025. We'll see. If you're right, we'll play the audio, and I'll say good for you, Sean, and good for Tom. But right now, I don't think he gets another job. There are so many names bubbling into my head. I think that Johnny Bryant makes the most sense. We're going to hear Michael Malone, even though indications are the Knicks aren't going to be interested in Michael Malone. We may hear Taylor Jenkins. We're going to hear Jay Wright. I mean, Jay Wright's name is going to be beaten down. But how about this name? And I got to tell you, as a coalition member, just for the sheer fun of it, doesn't mean it won't work, Tommy, but for the sheer fun of it, you know who I want head coaching the New York Knicks?
Who?
Dan Hurley.
Dan Hurley?
Let's.
That's kind of out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. He flirted with a coaching job, what, a year and a half ago? Remember he was flirting with the Laker job?
I remember that.
And Danny said, no, I'm not ready. This guy wants to coach in the league, and it's the Garden with this roster? Dan Hurley would run from Connecticut. He would sprint. And then, by the way, as soon as he got here, he'd spit on the New York media and curse him out, which would make it hilarious. And then he'd coach the New York Knicks.
The content alone of Dan Hurley coaching the Knicks, certainly as an IBO that you are in this spot, Evan, or even being a coalition hater, yeah, I don't know. I just don't see that happening. I think this is going to be somebody that's going to get with the program. Mm-hmm. Dan Hurley is not a get with the program.
No,
type
he's
of
not. And I will tell
neither
you,
neither is right. Jay Wright. This is a get with the program. This is a Leon Rose. This is what we want, and the head coach will, you know, follow out those orders.
Yeah, I think that's right. A sexy rumor. Right. It's
I'm
a fun rumor.
What was that? You might think you're the boss, but I'm the boss.
Absolutely. Dan Hurley is a fun rumor, but I don't think it'll happen. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be fun?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would that be enjoyable? Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Anthony's in Mineola. Anthony, your thoughts.
Hey, what's up, boys? So I hear people calling up. I get it. We're a little shocked because he just got off the Eastern Conference Finals. But first, Tibbs, thank you so much. As a 45-year-old Knicks fan, you brought us from, I can't even say the words of where you brought us from, but they literally made us. He literally made us into a contender.
Yep.
That being said, right? In the Eastern Conference Finals, I almost would take my whole bank account and wager that Leon Rose called down to him or sat him down and told him to play the bench. And when Leon Rose did that, a light bulb went off in his head, and he said, we just won game three. We came back, right? And why'd you come back? Because DeLon Wright and Shamet, guys that he went and got, played out of their minds and played great. Right? Then you won another game because of those two guys playing pretty decent defense. And my last point is this. These are my percentages. First, Evan, I usually don't agree with you, but no. You're right on. It's like 80% Johnny Bryant, but it's Malone's the other 20. So there's no in-between. And the dark horse for me, if they could somehow do it, is try to convince Spoelstra to come coach the Knicks. That's it.
Yeah, no, and Tommy mentioned that, I guess, a couple of days ago, and our answer is, of course, that's the crown jewel. He's one of the great coaches in the history of the sport.
Spoelstra.
Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not a realistic thing. You know what I mean? It's just not a realistic thing. I think Johnny Bryant, on a lot of levels, fits everything. He's young, and he's got great familiarity.
Yeah, you said it right.
I said it right. It sounded weird. Right.
And it felt like he was getting ready to take the Suns' job, and now he's not.
Right. Well, I mean, why would you?
Exactly.
But think about it. For those not familiar with Johnny Bryant, he was an assistant in Utah for like 6-7 years. He comes over when Tom Thibodeau builds his staff. And so he's on Tom's staff for the last 4 years and then leaves to go to Cleveland in 2024 to join Kenny Atkinson.
But he's young. He's 39 years old.
And he fits perfectly in terms of hiring him and not having it be like this incredibly major shakeup because he was on the staff last year. Like every other person, for the most part, that we're going to talk about,
right?
You're really bringing in an outsider. Johnny Bryant was here for 4 years. So to the Knicks fan out there, I'm going to tell you, A, I think this is the smartest hire if that's the direction they go. It just doesn't IBO. Forget about sexiness and having fun and, oh, my God, I want to watch Danny Hurley, like, just eviscerate New York media members, including all of us.
Oh, he won't talk to us.
Yeah, that's right. He'll never talk to us. We'll never see him. But this
maybe to you, Tommy. Maybe he'll have a sit down with you, but not us.
And he'll love positive Tommy.
Right.
Say, you're right. You're the man. This would be the smartest, most sensible hire in Johnny Bryant. So if that's the name it ends up being, Knicks fans, don't be down and be like, who the hell's this guy? Because he was on the staff for a bunch of years, and I think he's probably the smartest guy to do it.
Do you call the Heat and say, we'll give you a cat, you give us Spo? I'm kidding, but I'm trying to find a way or a path because you say it's unrealistic. For me, any other head coach, like if it's a Brian, a guy that gets with the program, I'm cool with that.
Well, Brian is interesting because of what you're saying, Evan, but if Spo has the experience and done it with different types of
teams. Am I saying not to hire Eric Spoelstra?
He's the best head coach in the league.
So no one's disagreeing.
I know, but it's almost like you're making it okay for Knicks fans to settle, and I don't mean that in a negative way, on Johnny Bryant. Where if you're Leon Rose and obviously James Dolan, and you really want to go win a championship, go get the best damn head coach that's available. And that's Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah.
So what should we be talking about? Hey, Johnny Bryant's going to be fine. He'll be great because, you know what, there's experience. Or forget all this. We've been trying for 3 or 4 years. Now that Tibbs made us good, go get Eric Spoelstra. That's what we should be screaming.
Okay.
If you're a Knicks fan.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's just, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't matter if it's not going to happen. You can at least try.
You think Pat Riley, who hates the New York Knicks more than anything, you think Pat Riley's going to say,
Riley's half done with Eric Spoelstra. I'm not even joking.
And even
it
if
feels
he,
like it.
But even if he is, he would send him anywhere else besides the Knicks.
Don't you think Pat Riley, perhaps in his inner Pat Riley feelings, feels bad for what he did to the Knicks organization? And here we are decades later. You know what? He'll say, no biggie, or my bad. You know what? I owe you guys one. Here's Coach Spo.
Tommy, Tiki, we have received an opinion on the firing of Tom Thibodeau. Now, we said we're listening to your calls. Josh Hart's already came out with heart emojis.
Yep.
Would you guys like to hear the words of Ben Stiller?
Of course.
Mm. Ben Stiller. I am a Tom
Thibodeau. Oh, I thought Tommy called him. It was like, come on, because we're personal friends now.
Yeah, can you hook that up for 3:15?
No.
This are the words of Ben Stiller, diehard Knicks fan and diehard fan of Positive Tommy. I am a Tom Thibodeau fan. He brought this team back. I felt he gave every bit of himself and was always looking to improve. I will always be grateful for how far he brought the Knicks. They are relevant again. They are championship contenders again. The Knicks became winners again with him. Thank you, Coach Thibs.
Oh, I thought he was going to end it. Thank you. Don't let the door
hit you. There was a heel turn coming.
Yes, I was hoping for it.
Let's go to Andrew in Brooklyn. Andrew.
Evan, Tiki, what's up, y'all?
All's good, Andrew.
Yeah, you know, my only frustration, you know, I'm not a fan of this decision personally. You know, my thing is this. You know, I look at the past champions in the league, and look at Denver. They didn't win the first year they had that team with Jokic. It took them a while. You look at Boston.
Yep.
It took them a while. You know, this is the first, essentially, this is the first year we've had this team. So, you know, my thing is, you know, wholesale changes, of course not. But, you know, get a 6'9" guy. DeAndre Hunter was somebody that Cleveland did. I felt the Knicks had more of a need for him than Cleveland did.
Wah-hoo-wah.
The Knicks didn't do anything at the deadline. So my thing is this. You fire him now, that means the next coach has to get to the finals.
No,
not,
no doubt.
You got to fire him next year.
No, no doubt. But I also think it's more they're viewing, like in Denver, they viewed Michael Malone as ultimately the guy that can get him to a championship, and it worked out that way. Same thing in Boston, though there was a coaching change that wasn't involving, you know, wins and losses. It was involving sex with people who may own the team or what have you. But I think the Knicks view Tom Thibodeau as a guy that wouldn't take him to the next level. Sal Licata is a very big Knicks fan.
Well, thank you.
Sal, I felt bad for you on Saturday night when the Knicks lost.
No,
because
you didn't.
You're such a good Knicks fan. And I was like, I feel bad for Sal. Tom Thibodeau was just fired. Your thoughts.
First of all, thank you for giving me the platform because I could not wait till 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And I
but
think
you expected it to, though.
I didn't, actually, Teak. So much so that we didn't make a big deal of it talking today. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about it, but I really didn't think the Knicks were this stupid anymore. Mm. This is a terrible.
Why is this stupid, though?
Because they took the one guy who was a known commodity that was building this team up. They never went backwards. Mm. All right, they lost a series to the Heat a couple years ago. I thought they should have won.
Right.
This series, same thing. I thought they should have won. They had an all-time choke job in game one. I look at it as more on the players. You want to criticize the coach, fine. He did not get to a point. I do think there would have been a point where you say, okay, we got to try something new. Fire the coach. This is year one with a brand new version of this team. And to me, it was clearly on the players, not the head coach, as a proven commodity. I think they're making a terrible mistake.
I feel like sometimes we want to blame the players because they're the ones on the court. And you should. They get the credit when they're success. But there's also an accountability that comes from the head coach. It didn't seem like existed with Tom Thibodeau. It just didn't.
Okay.
It's like he let these guys get away with being average in moments that mattered a lot.
All right, so let me ask you as a player. Jalen Brunson comes out and basically laughs off and dismisses questions about the head coach. He's like, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I think it's legit. Sometimes players are like, oh, he's good, this and that. I really believe the leader of this team, the guy who took this franchise back to relevancy, wanted Tibbs to remain the head coach.
But that was right after the game. That was immediately after. Who knows if he had any kind of conversation yet with probably not the owner, but it may be Leon Rose. And when it was explained to him, it probably made sense to him. I'm really interested to see what Jalen Brunson is. That's a fair question.
And then the
because he was enthusiastic. Not enthusiastic. It was more, he was dismissive of the question.
Two more issues that I have with it. Number one, who do you think made this decision?
Well, Leon Rose, I think according Leon Rose to Ian Begley, he's saying it's Leon Rose, and Ian's going to join us in about 15 minutes. It better be.
I don't buy that, though.
You think the owner interfered here?
I do. I think this reeks. Leon Rose is tight with Tibbs.
No.
He's been patient. He's been disappointed. They had the contract extension, all that stuff. Like, I don't know. I trust Ian's reporting. I have a hard time believing that this wasn't from the top.
But you know why I think it does reek of Leon Rose? Let's go back to last year. So they lose a series to Indiana in which injuries completely derailed them. Julius Randle, I wasn't as high on him. Listening to you, you were more high on him. They didn't even give a chance to run it back. Why? Because Leon Rose is cutthroat. He said, I have a chance to get better.
Right.
I have a chance to get Karl Anthony Towns. I have a chance to get Mikal Bridges. F them picks. F Julius Randle and the Villanova connection. I can get better. When they could have run it back last year, and he didn't, because I think Leon Rose is cutthroat into, I got to win a title. And I think that's what happened here.
Okay.
He looked at Tom Thibodeau's flaws and said, yes, his resume is great. Yes, he's done wonderful work. I don't think I can win a title with this guy.
I respect it, and that leads me to my final issue here. Who's better? Who's the guy that's definitively better? Mike Malone failed miserably in Denver after winning one championship with maybe the greatest player in the world.
And it's not going to be him.
Okay. Right. So who's better then?
Well, the guy who I think it's going to be, and this is just me assuming, is it's going to be Johnny Bryant, who was an assistant coach under Tibbs for 4 years, left to go to Cleveland.
Though? Isn't that the safe assumption?
It's, you know what it is? It's safe in terms of for as a Nick hire, or right, for me guessing that it's going to be him? Which one?
The latter. The you guessing.
Because it makes sense.
Okay, but
because he was under Tibbs for 4 years.
Is it inspiring?
Are you inspired, Sal?
No. Exactly. Because that's the point.
Exactly. That's my point. It may be the right hire because he knows Tibbs' system. It's not going to be somewhat adjacent, even different than what Tibbs did, but it's not inspiring. And so I don't know him at all. I've never even heard him speak. So I don't know if he's it doesn't have to take a lot to be more motivating than Tom Thibodeau, but you know what I mean. I don't know if he's going to be that fire that this Knicks team needs because their window is not 6 years.
See, I don't think it's fire. I think it's strategic.
But when you make a move like this.
But, yeah. Okay, so does he have that?
Yeah. We don't know. He's never coached in the NBA.
Exactly. Okay, so how are you going to take a guy that's never coached in the NBA and replace a guy who built this program up, who's been a sustained winner, and say that he's going to be the final piece to get them over the top?
Because, and you're not going to like this answer, but we were talking about this before he got fired, so I'll recycle it.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson was fired as the Warriors were growing. Steve Kerr hadn't coached anybody.
Yeah.
He was the final piece. True. David Blatt was fired after taking the Cavs to the NBA Finals. They promoted Ty Lue. He was the final piece.
So I get it, and I understand those two very prominent examples, but there is complications to the Golden State Warriors and Mark Jackson's firing. And it probably had very little to do with his coaching acumen.
Maybe. Right, more with his religion and stuff.
All of that. Yeah. We all know this. Steve Kerr, right place, right time, right superstar emerging that he turned into one of the great players in the history of the game. I think the same thing can be said in the Earth example, right? And that's because LeBron James wanted his guy.
Yeah, it's not the same, clearly.
Did not like David Blatt,
who coached
in Israel the year before.
My only point is inexperienced coaches, as uninspiring as they may be, sometimes it works. But that's where I think they're going.
Inexperienced coaches with two, in the examples you gave, of the great players of our generation and maybe greatest players in the history of the game. That's what you're saying.
Do you want Jay Wright?
No. No, although there's a part of me that's like, all right, well, at least he was a great college head coach and he knows these guys. But no, I don't want you. I want Tibbs.
Do you want Danny Hurley?
Tibbs is gone. Stop talking about Tibbs.
Get over it. Right. You dumped
him. 10 o'clock tomorrow, so you can't say you want Tibbs.
I don't think you make this move without a known commodity.
I got you.
Right. Without them knowing who they're going to get.
No, meaning without somebody that's a proven. So I'm not going
I got you.
If you were to tell me that they were going to be able to get Spoelstra or even Malone, who, like I said, you could poke holes in that, but at least I could sit here and say, well, he won a championship. It's not building this thing up. It's not trying to win a playoff run. You're now trying to win a championship. How do you do that with somebody who's never coached the game before?
I get you. We'll listen to you tomorrow at 10. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Sal Licata getting his emotion out on the shocking decision the New York Knicks just made, relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties. Now, the guy who has been all over this reporting-wise, it's the reason we started this show with the possibility of Tom Thibodeau being removed from his job, is that Ian Begley has been talking about this for days. Not that he was going to get fired, but that the Knicks are going to have discussions. And it is possible that those discussions end with Tom Thibodeau being relieved of his duties. Well, he's been relieved of his duties. And coming up in a few short minutes, we will talk to Ian Begley on what led to the decision and what the Knicks are going to do next. You guys out there, we'll hear from you throughout the day as well. 888-808-1019, your thoughts on what they did and what they need to do next. And also, let me get this out of the way. Everyone's got to lay off Julius Randle. There is a video of Julius and his wife, Kendra, cheersing a glass of wine.
Yeah.
They're not doing it because Thibodeau was fired. They're doing it because they're on vacation in Italy. So stop assuming that Julius and Kendra are dancing on Thibodeau's grave. Just want to get that out of the way. It feels similar to Joe Girardi. It really does. 2017, the Yankees are in the seventh game of the ALCS. They're progressing. They lose brutally. We didn't know about the cheating scandal at the time. We just know they lost in the seventh game. And then they told Joe Girardi, we're not going to renew you. His contract was running up, and they moved on. And they hired a first-time manager named Aaron Boone. And we could sit here all these years later and ask, did it work out? I mean, that's up to conflict amongst Yankee fans. And the Knicks' decision today, if you're just tuning in, to move on from Tom Thibodeau, feels very similar. It's not based on the progression of the franchise. They've made great progress over the last couple of years under Tom. It is simply they don't believe he's the guy. And my gut is, and we're going to talk to Ian Begley at 4. That's when he's going to join us. And he has been the best at this. No offense to Shams or anybody else, because they have a lot of things that they're focusing on nationally. Ian Begley focuses locally, and he has said for the last few days, this is a possibility. He was one of the major voices saying it, that this could happen. And we'll pick Ian's brain on who made the decision, but my gut still remains that it was Leon Rose. Because Leon Rose, Teak, has shown he's cutthroat.
Yes.
He traded Julius Randle last year. He traded all them picks. He traded Dante DiVincenzo when they could have easily run it back off an injury-riddled year where they got to the seventh game of the conference semis. And what Leon said, and I admired this last year, was, no, we're going for the jugular.
I think it's so many times, especially with how quickly it feels like the league advances or changes or other teams get significantly better, that you can just keep saying, well, same thing, we'll do it better next year. It doesn't work that way. You got to get better. You got to find ways to get better. And while it seems surprising at the time with the Brunson and DiVincenzo trade, it made sense when you really thought about it. Now, ultimately, it didn't work out, but it did make them better. And that's all you can ask of Leon Rose, make the team better. And so now, after this past season, with basically making every player move that you physically or, like, I don't know, monetarily could, you got to now change the coach.
This was the only thing you could change.
Yes.
We'll get to your calls coming up in a little less than 10 minutes. We are going to re-listen to what Jalen Brunson said 2 days ago, because my interpretation was it meant he wanted Thibodeau back. Sal, who just joined us, had the same interpretation.
So did I.
But so did you.
Yeah.
Now we have to re-listen to it, and maybe we heard it all wrong. We'll get to that in the next 10 minutes. But let's get back to your calls. Chris is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up? Yeah.
Seems kind of like there's...
you break Chris, we got to put you on hold. We can't hear you real well. Hopefully your line will clear up. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
What's going on, guys?
Good. What's up, man?
Well, I called it yesterday. And again, I do want to give thanks for Tibbs and everything that he has done. But I think, and a caller called about this before, is the lack of offensive flow and, you know, cutting, screening, and utilizing the assets that he has to the best of their capability. I think that this offense was supposed to look more dynamic than just dribble, dribble, dribble every game.
I think you're right. And I think the other thing, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday too, Alex, is that they went backwards. When this season began with all of these new weapons, the Knicks had a more efficient offense in the first few months of the season than at the end of the season. And that should not happen. The lack of creativity, the lack of Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson pick and rolls. Like, there were a lot of questions about the way this offense was running that makes you think that Tom Thibodeau's old ways didn't get the best of it.
Yeah, or they just started to tune out a little bit, or opposing teams were just like very aware of what Jalen Brunson and the rest of this team was going to do. They stalled out in moments it mattered.
Let's go to John in Garden City. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. So, in all the things you've mentioned so far, the number one thing that keeps coming back to me, I don't know why, is when Dante DiVincenzo had beef with the Knicks, with Rick Brunson in the beginning of the season, one of the things he yelled was, that's what happens when you let Daddy be in charge. I'm wondering if Rick Brunson either gets the job or has say in who he would bring in to, like he would want to work with. I can't see them firing the captain's father. I think he's still going to be part of the equation. And maybe you just give him the job. What's going to motivate, you know, his son more?
It is, by the way, I want to go back to the first thing he said, which is that incident. And this was a preseason game between the Knicks and the Timberwolves where Dante DiVincenzo and Rick Brunson were jawing at each other. Now, you tell me, Tommy, was it ever fully revealed what Dante said to Rick? Because our last caller implies he was saying this is what happens when you let Daddy run the show, whatever it was. I don't remember that being the case, but did it ever come out what was said between the two of them?
Not that I'm aware, but a lot of the online speculation was that Dante was talking to Tibbs, not to Brunson, and Rick Brunson was defending Tibbs. It wasn't a direct shot at Rick Brunson when Dante was at the free throw line, but then they got into it after the game was over, and I think Dante, you could hear him saying, I was talking to Tibbs, not you.
I was talking to Tibbs, DiVincenzo was heard saying on camera to Rick Brunson at one point. The post-game exchange occurred after DiVincenzo had already been shown on camera at the free throw line, shouting towards the Knicks bench earlier in the game. Quote, that's what happens when they let you run the show, DiVincenzo said twice before shooting a free throw during the first quarter.
And he said that to Tibbs.
We don't know. DiVincenzo declined to specify who he was jawing with on the Knicks bench and suggested that initially he was enjoying an inside joke with head coach Tom Thibodeau. So there's still unknown to it, but
I didn't see this, Tommy. What did it look like he was joking?
No.
No, and he was dead serious angry.
I remember that because I know we discussed it a little bit because it was a little bit of red meat for the coalition and Nick haters where it looked like Dante was pissed at what was going on and getting traded. Thing.
Why would he say that to Tom Thibodeau? He runs the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't logically make sense, this argument, how it's being positioned, one way or another. Because it's not like Rick Brunson was coaching that game.
Right. The only thing it does, because I don't know what actually Dante DiVincenzo meant, here's all it does. It's another Easter egg that gets us to the point of Tom Thibodeau losing his job. Mm. And here are a few of the Easter eggs we may have forgotten about. Because I forgot about that. I remember it now. I just brought it up, but it was a preseason game. You had DiVincenzo pissed off enjoying it, Rick Brunson or Tom Thibodeau. You had Mikal Bridges openly questioning the head coach and his minutes and using his bench.
Right.
You had that. You had
that
obvious.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Right, because it was blatant.
No doubt. You had the bickering amongst players and the comments, the veiled comments that Josh Hart would make concerning sacrifice and being selfish. And then you even have what Jalen Brunson said in his post-game press conference that we all assumed meant he wanted Tom Thibodeau back. So let's take a re-listen to something we did play yesterday. This is Jalen Brunson in the post-game press conference of Game 6 being asked about head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way at next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Now, do you take that any differently now?
When I first heard this, I didn't think that much of it, although my antenna went up just ever so slightly. Because remember, I have had this take all season long. The only way Tibbs gets fired, unless they lose in the first round.
Was Jalen.
Losing the star player, which is Jalen. When you are asked a direct question and you respond with a, are you seriously asking me that? Why would you ask me that? It comes off like you're defensive and you're deflecting. Why wouldn't you just say yes immediately? Why would you say, are you seriously asking me that right now? Like if my wife went to me and said, did you leave the toilet seat up or you didn't take out the garbage? I go, what do you mean? Why would you say that? Of course I did. Why wouldn't I just say yes? But I didn't think anything of it because I never thought Tibbs was getting fired. But now that he did, I just thought it was interesting to revisit and what I'd be curious what everyone else
So now you're, I got to be honest, my gut off the top is nothing changes. This still sounded like someone that wanted Tom Thibodeau back.
It's also and let me be clear.
Why
I think
you just say, of course?
Because you know what, Teak? It's possible that Brunson, being the captain, his father's on the staff, he already knew it was coming, and he was trying to find the best respectable way to say it. I'm not implying that Jalen Brunson is lying. What I'm saying is he probably already knew the answer, and he was caught in a situation where he didn't expect to get asked that and deflected a little bit and seemed like, how could you possibly ask me that? And then to say yes. Does that make sense? He already knew this was coming.
Yeah. It makes sense as we try to apply what ended up happening, but I still hear it, and I think the same thing, which is that Jalen wanted him back. Now, Jalen Brunson has not gone to social media yet. He has not tweeted anything. We did mention earlier Josh Hart did. It was just words of appreciation for Tom Thibodeau. But the good news for Jalen is his next roommates podcast is going to be his most downloaded because we're all going to be waiting. Like, what's he going to say? And you know what Jalen should do? Never talk about it. Do an hour on the Mets and the Yankees and how much fun he had playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. And just never mention. Make people sit there for an hour, and he never mentions that his head coach got fired. Let's go to John in Lindenhurst. How are you, John?
Hey, Evan. How you doing, brother?
We're good. What's up?
So it's Jay Wright. Jay Wright is the coach. He's going to get hired. And Let me say this to you.
Yeah.
You're a hockey fan, Evan, right?
I mean, I like it, sure.
Yeah. So it's Jim Dolan. Jim Dolan. This is a Jim Dolan hire.
Why do you think that, though? Why do you think that? Because I know that even Sal mentioned that earlier, that this came from ownership. What makes you feel the owner overstepped here?
Because when you talk about you talk about Jim Dolan and the Rangers also, Chris Drury's his guy, right? He brought in Mike Sullivan.
Well, I got to let you go, but obviously you tried to make your point that it's the owner.
Yeah, well, the owner fired the Rangers, right?
Brad Laviolette. Pierre Laviolette, yeah.
Right, they fired Laviolette this year.
But so. I think it's, first of all,
I don't see the connection.
We have to separate the Rangers and the Knicks, just like we had to do it 10 years ago when he was very hands-on with the Knicks and wasn't with the Rangers. James Dolan finally, after years of screwing it up, hired the right guy in Leon Rose. And the success has been obvious over the last half a decade. I don't think this is about Dolan walking into Leon's office and saying, you know what? I want you to fire the head coach. Because here's the other reason I don't believe it. I don't think Leon would put up with it. I think Leon Rose has made so much money in his time as an agent and now as an executive that I think he would tell him no.
Right. You hired me to do this job. Let me do this job. If not, fire me.
Right.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I don't think he's putting up with that. And also, there's more evidence over the last few years that Leon Rose is going to do big freaking things to try to win than there is evidence that this owner has gotten handsy again. Because the owner hasn't been handsy with the Knicks for over a decade. Hmm. So we're only saying it based on the scars we have over Isaiah Thomas or Phil Jackson. And I get those scars. I live those scars with all of you guys. But I just don't see it. I think this is an executive in Leon Rose who's very mysterious because he doesn't speak to the media, who said, I'm not winning with him. I'm not. Mm. Just like I wasn't winning last year with Julius Randle. Yeah. And I agreed with him on that.
Right. Kind of throwing off the wall, random, whose fault it is that Tibbs is not here.
Of course.
Adam Silver?
Mm. What are we blaming him for?
Because the Knicks lose Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the NBA until Thursday?
If the Knicks lose
They'd lost.
Yes.
Are you talking about the Knicks? Are you talking about the NBA until Thursday?
Probably not.
Exactly.
So what does that mean? Adam Silver said fire your coach to make some news?
Just a conspiracy theory. Hey, Leon, James, you know you guys are thinking about getting rid of Tibbs anyways. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? Do it on a Tuesday.
Boy, I'll tell you. You and
you're
Sean.
You're going to get the Monday bump
right.
Because people haven't talked about it on Monday. But do it on Tuesday. It's going to give us a nice little bridge until we get to the NBA
finals. I tell you guys love to come up with NBA conspiracies.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It's just very coincidental.
Let's go to Ashton in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Ashton.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby.
Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
All right. I got a trade offer, basically, for the Knicks. The Knicks should trade a second-round pick and Cat to Miami for Bam and Strowsham.
Get the hell out of here with this. I give Knicks fans credit. They're already fantasizing about Eric Spoelstra.
Now, they should.
What? He's not available.
I know he's not available, but if you're going to fire your head coach over the last 5 years, who got, I think most of the years he won additionally every year. He might have taken a step back in year 1 to 2 and 3, but whatever. You know what I mean. He's gotten you consistently to the postseason, and you're going to fire him. You better go get somebody who's better. Don't get somebody who might be better. It better be somebody who's better.
Just so we know, back in January of 2024, so this was a year and a half ago, Eric Spoelstra signed an 8-year, $120 million contract extension with the Miami Heat.
That's of course, just money.
Well, it's not just about money. It's the fact that the Heat control him.
Of course they do.
They're not sending him to New York.
That means if they send him to New York, they'll get a lot of money back.
Well, yes, but they're not sending him to New York. I mean, you guys are hot stuff with this.
But why not shoot for the stars?
I know. That's all I'm saying.
You can shoot for the stars just like you shoot your shot with Sidney Sweeney in your dreams every night.
Okay, fair enough.
But the same outcome is realistic. Like, you ending up with Sidney is as realistic as Eric Spoelstra ending up as the head coach of the Knicks. And let that be my famous last words after I told you Bridges wouldn't be traded to the Knicks last year. I'm just saying, there's no reason for Miami, who doesn't like the Knicks, to say we're going to move on from our head coach, which they haven't done since they hired him. Obviously, he's been there for a long time. Not only are we going to move on from him, which they won't do, but we're going to move on from him and allow him to coach the Knicks?
Okay, probably not the perfect, you know, comp, but why does everybody think, besides the fact of the Villanova connection, that Jay Wright is going to leave a cushy TV job to go coach in the NBA?
Here's why.
In a spot where college coaches don't have success in the league.
Here's why. I don't know Jay Wright's contract. I'm pretty confident he'll have an out that says, I can break this contract to coach in the NBA.
That's very true.
This is very, very different.
They almost all do.
I understand that, but he has a great job right now, and coaching in the league, albeit a good job, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of pressure.
But Tommy, here's what you're doing, and it's totally fine. You're changing the discussion now to Jay Wright. If you want to talk about Jay Wright, we can talk about Jay Wright.
It has nothing to do. He is also employed, is my point. No, Spoelstra is also employed.
Yeah, but not as a coach.
Come on.
No, I understand
that.
It's
not the same.
But my point is that everybody wants to just say, well, Jay Wright, and then you throw out Spoelstra. There's probably an angle to get a Spoelstra, and maybe it's a 1%, so you're saying there's a chance. But Jay Wright, to me, is just as, like, far-fetched.
No, it's not. One guy's employed by another NBA team. The other one's employed by a TV channel.
Do you think Jay Wright is going to be the head coach of
the
Knicks?
No, but that's different. I'm not saying he's going to be the head coach. I'm saying it's more realistic than stealing Eric Spoelstra away from Miami, where he signed until 2032.
I just think Jay Wright is far-fetched. Okay. So there you go, Dan. You could save that and play that back.
No, but what you're doing is, and it's fine. I'm used to this. You do this a lot. Is instead of arguing one thing you can't argue, you're just moving to something else. That's fine.
It's not that I can't argue it. It's that I am not the Knicks or Leon Rose. I don't know all the details of trying to acquire Spoelstra, but you're telling me there's no shot?
Yeah, there's no shot!
Boy, this is what you tell Jet and Spence when they ask you something. There's no shot, kids. You don't give me a little bit of hope?
He signed an extension until 2032. Look, I agree with you. If you could make Eric Spoelstra your head coach, of course. That'd be my number one choice. And no question, I'm totally agreeing with you. It's just not realistic. It's not going to happen. Let's go to Andrew in Westchester. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up?
So, first of all, I think that part of this is that, you know, I heard what you was talking about with Brunson, you know, and his answer to the thing. I think he genuinely wanted
him back. The families go back. I mean, his dad and Fibs have been together for, what, 20-some-odd years. And I think part of this whole thing is actually making Brunson maybe a little uncomfortable. He's got to change. We got, you know, he can't take us to the promised land with the game that he had. And so I think finding someone else is actually great. And my question is, so does his dad stay on the staff? And is the part of the prerequisite for the next coaches, they have to keep his dad on the staff?
It's a great question, and I think it leads back to who is the coach going to be. Mm. If I'm right that Johnny Bryant is going to end up being the head coach, well, Johnny and Rick already have a relationship because they were both on the staff in 22 mm-hmm. and in 23 and in 24. They were here together. And I'm just going to take a leap of faith that they got along. They may not have gotten along, right. Well, but they at least work together.
By the way, you can't think of it that way. Anytime there's a coaching change and you're thinking of retaining one of the existing coaches, he has to earn it back. He's got to interview just like anybody else, and he's got to keep his job that way. You can't favoritism.
With that said,
you can't.
Is Rick Brunson going to be on the staff? The answer is very likely
probably yes.
Right. So it's what
but
you're saying.
He's going to be on the staff because he deserves to be on the staff, not because he's Jalen Brunson's dad.
Yeah. I think
that's ignorant for people to think that.
Well, they're going to think it, especially if he's there and there's no connection with the head coach.
Right.
Like, there's a connection.
Even if there isn't, he's still going to have to go in and interview with the head coach. I think just because his son's on the team, he'll get an interview with whoever the new head coach is. But in order for him to keep his job, he's got to be impressive in that interview.
Well, and in fairness to Rick Brunson has been in a long time assistant coach. It's not like he just woke up and
that's
said,
what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to walk in and be like, hey, please tell me why you think you should stay on as a coach with the New York Knicks because Jalen's my son.
Right.
Get the hell out. If he said that, I'd say get the hell out.
Yeah, he'd be in trouble.
He'd be in trouble.
But Rick was coaching before Jalen Brunson was playing.
Exactly.
I mean, he was on Thibodeau's staff back in Chicago. So he's been around for a while. But in terms of, like, if I had to guess, like, yeah, he'll be on the new staff. And you're right. It shouldn't be because he's Jalen's dad. It'll mm-hmm. be because he's a respected assistant. Exactly. And by the way, no matter who they hire, let's say it's Danny Hurley. Let's go outside the box. Or it's Eric Spoelstra. It doesn't even matter. Wouldn't you want the father of your best player on the staff
especially someone who's been there for that long
right
and has a pulse of that team?
Yes.
So I mean, it almost guarantees a connection with the rest of the players because of his relationship with Jalen Brunson, but more importantly because he's been there for 5 years.
More of your reaction. If you want to rewind the Odyssey app, you can hear our exact moment reaction to the announcement that Tom Thibodeau is not returning as the Knicks coach. You can rewind to about 2:45 and rewind before that and have a good laugh because we were talking about the same thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services.
It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.